The timing.
Okay, here we go. We'd like to say hello. Welcome to Trigger Happy Memories, and thank you for tuning in. We are broadcasting from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA Radio, 93.1 FM radio. And I know a lot of you listeners find us on the internet by going to WPCA website. And we have distant friends and followers of Trigger Happy do just that. And thank you for doing that. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. Our show features local and regional guests to share their music and share some stories tonight. We have two guests with us. We have Tim Stevens and Warren Petrick from the very popular group, The Memories. And they have been entertaining for over 50 years, 52 years, I believe. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And these guys are the real deal. Trust me, Eddie. Are you with me on that?
I know it. I know it.
Hey, I'm just checking if you're paying attention here. So anyhow, sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do, too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get it going. Yeah. Trigger Happy Memories. We're happy to be back here in the studio and looking forward to another live show. This is live radio, right? So
live right here on this last Thursday in August of 2024.
Sure. So this is always fun. We are wrapping up, I think, 8 seasons of doing this, 8 years, Eddie. Next month we'll start our 9th year, so that's we're pretty proud of that. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's amazing, all the people that we've had and are still bringing in and having more friends and players and singers.
For sure. Yeah, it's been great, yeah. And Eddie, you played at the State Fair, was it last Thursday?
Yep, played all day on the DNR stage with Darlene and the boys, and we had shows at 10, 12, 2 o'clock got rained out, but then we played again at 4, and then tried to get your stuff out of there in 45 minutes so the next band can go. So, but it's fun to see all the people.
Sure. The D and R, is that what you said? Oh, DNR.
No, not the DN campground, okay. But the DNR stage.
DNR, okay. All right. Yes. I was at the State Fair today. My wife and I went up and spent the day and had lots of fun. So, and we got something kind of special coming up September 15th. We're going to be in Spring Valley at the theater doing a little, it's called Peace in the Valley. We'll be doing some gospel music and it'll be fun. So, yeah. People want to get some tickets for that. So, otherwise, we're going to say hello to our guest here. We're pretty excited. We've got Tim Stevens, who was here, 2.5 years ago, something like that?
Just about, yep.
Yep. And, Warren Petrick has not been here, and we are honored that you are here, Warren. Thank you so much, both you guys.
Well, it's our honor to be here tonight. Thank you, gentlemen. It's thank you, and congratulations on 8 fantastic years on the air.
Well,
thank you to Bob Zonk for coaching us through this thing and helping us to make this happen.
So. The legend, the myth. He's with us in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at that man, will you? Oh, we're on radio. I forget.
All right.
This is color radio. Remember those days?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Full color, technicolor.
Anyhow, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And Warren, we always ask everybody what got you started with music. What was your interest as a probably a child or a junior high? Where did it start for you, Warren?
Well, my mother used to say that I sang before I could speak. So I don't remember a time in my life when I wasn't singing, along with the radio especially. I had my own little red and white transistor that I would listen to anything. But KDWB was big in the Twin Cities, so I listened to the Beatles and Elvis, of course. But old country, and my mom and dad were amazing dancers. We were talking about that, Tim and I, on the way up. They used to come out and hear us all the time. But they met in Menominee at Stout. That when they got married, Dad went to Chicago. And so he spent the 40s down there during the war going to the Aragon and Trianon ballrooms. So I grew up with listening to Ellington and the Dorsey Brothers and all this fantastic big band stuff. And then it just so happened my brother was a trombone player. Oh. So, of course, when you're little, it's like, oh, I want to be with my, whatever Raj is doing. So I ended up getting his trombone, started on trombone in fourth grade probably, but singing all the time. And in fact, there were some talent contests in Wheeler. We used to go to Tim's hometown, and they would have a big 4th of July celebration, and there I was singing along with Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?
Granada.
Luckily, thank goodness that there were no video cameras at that time. So no evidence exists. No. Anyway, yeah.
Well, next question, what you already answered is, when did you realize that you could sing? But you already answered.
I just never thought I could. Some people told me I should maybe seek other employments early over the years. But no, I just loved music of almost any kind from the time that I could think.
Yeah, and I know we want to come back and talk some more about these things with you, but you have also spent time active with some men's choir, some large choir-type groups that you... So you're not just singing solo. You have contributed to some nice choirs as well.
Yeah, that's been my distinct pleasure and blessing. I've sung with Master Singers in Eau Claire, which is a classical and whatnot, sung with the Valley Gospel Choir, sang with the Menominee Boys Choir back back when I was 8 years old, I think. And those were great days. We traveled all over and got to go to World's Fair.
Oh.
Back when they used to have, I don't even know if they do those anymore, but went on a train to Toronto, of all places.
Oh, wow.
I had never been more than 20 miles from home probably at that time in my life. So, I had a wonderful, wonderful life.
Yes. Well, let's have you do some music. We got a lot more stories to tell, but we're going to have you do a song here.
Awesome.
And again, we've got Tim Stevens and Warren Petrick from The Memories with us here. So.
All right. Let's give her a shot, boys.
One, two, three.
I think we're back to normal.
Wonderful.
So if there's such
what's
a thing
normal?
As... Yeah, what's normal? Anyhow, we just... I don't know how this comes out with our on the archives, but we just had a warning for the stores.
On the
okay,
yeah.
All right.
It'll sound just like it always does.
Sure.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Anyhow, we're talking with Warren Petrick from The Memories. And Warren, you spent about 14 years in Madison as an assemblyman?
Yes. Just wrapping that up and announced my retirement, but I served the district through January 7th. 130 days, but who's counting?
Okay.
It's been an incredible privilege.
Oh, really good. Has. Good for you, yes. So I know you've got a Christmas recording. I don't know if you still play it here, Bob. I know I heard it a couple of years ago during the Christmas season. A great song. I think you wrote that, didn't you?
I'm not sure which one you're...
It was just your voice, I believe.
Do you remember that one? We've done a couple on there. It could have been... I'm not sure what it would have been, because there's a couple different solo recordings. I don't recall
anyhow,
the one that he wrote, but
I just remember
unless he
hearing
wants to
it
take
was...
credit for it, he might. But
well, I think you were given credit for it over the radio, so we'll go with that.
Right.
So anyhow,
I'll wait for that royalty check.
Yeah.
He waited a long time.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
You know, Dave Corbett brings in your albums and plays you guys in the morning sometimes, too.
Oh, fun.
On the morning show when Dave's here. So.
Wow. Tell him thank you.
They let him do that?
Why don't you do another song, and we'll come back with some more stories. Hopefully we won't be interrupted to get through. But do something more there. We got some more visiting to do.
All I Have to Do is Dream?
Sure. Ooh, that's a pretty one.
That's pretty. Let's see if we can make it pretty. Yeah. Fun with acoustic guitars and voices, and we don't have a bunch of noise going on, except when they got a storm going on here. But that's great. Thanks.
Unplugged.
Yeah, unplugged. There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, Tim, when you were here a couple of years ago, you guys were preparing for a 50th anniversary of your group, and then John Lynch came back with you guys too. Just share some of that. I know you at the time you had a couple jobs. This was like in April you were with us, and you were hoping maybe a few more things. But I think a lot of things happened, didn't it, that summer?
Yes, we ended up that particular year, in 2022, was actually our 50th year. We did four different reunion shows, one being here in Amory. We did one in Barron, and we did one in Marshfield at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. And then we wrapped up that fall session by going back home to do one actually right in Boyceville. One show came together, which was really a special day because we played on, they put a tent up on the street across the street from where we had done our very first performance at the Village Hall, which was called the Teen Stop back when we played there. So 50 years later, we'd made it from across the street to a tent. Also that year, then we had John did our Christmas concert with us at the Mabel Tanner Theater in Menominee.
Sure.
And so that led to a few more shows with people came out. We had some really, really nice turnouts for all of those shows, and people were enjoying it. And we had a couple other festivals that weren't able to get us in the 2022, so they said, could you still do the reunion show even though it's not the anniversary year? And we had had such a fun time. It was great. So in 2023, we did two more shows, one in Leva Broiler Festival, and then we were just up the road at the Polk County Fair in St. Clair Falls. We tried to do a show, but it was about a night like it is right now.
Yeah.
We ended up not being able to do the show.
Was with John as well.
That was with John. Yep. Those were all reunion shows. Sure. No, this year ended up the same kind of thing. We came back, and they gave us another shot at Polk County, and we actually got a full show in there, so that was fun. And then we've got another one coming up, actually, later now in the end of September. We're going to be in Menominee at the Menominee High School Auditorium, a show that's being sponsored and put on by the Peace Lutheran Church, a community event. They're sponsoring some shows. We're doing that. And then John will also be with us at the Christmas show again at the Tanner again.
Boy.
So we've kind of kept it going with Johnny when it works out for everybody's schedules. So he's done 10 or 12 shows with us over the last end of the third year. So
nice. 52 years later.
52 years later.
That's some good stuff.
That September show is free admission, and so we warn people and say, you get what you pay for.
You'll still bring your A game, I'm sure. You
at least a B+.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I told Tim this last time. I remember years ago, all three of you were playing in the back room. I don't know if it was a New Year's or up at the Country Dam.
Country Dam.
You guys were in the back room, and I was in the front room with Stony Ridge, the three other guys. And I think we had about 8 people, and you had about 508 people back there. So everybody's coming through. So
that
was a tough night for Stony Ridge with having you guys in the back room, I'll tell you.
I had a lot of relatives. I traveled well. That was fun. Country Dam, that's we talk about that, you know, with folks that, well, obviously we all played there.
Sure.
You know, you were there, what? How many thousands of times, how many nights did you play there? Would you ever tried to count them?
Yeah, I don't. We were there like 13 years, I think, and we were the house band. But we'd come and go with other stuff that we were doing that we were. So but they were real flexible with our schedule. Yeah. And but we were in the summer would be, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
And to my knowledge, no one ever fell off that stage and was killed.
No, but we came close.
It was about three feet wide and about, what, 12 feet in the air?
It was actually about 7.5, 8
feet. Is that all?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, carrying our 12 our speakers up there was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I don't mean to complain.
Good
but
memories.
If you open the door for me, I will.
Yeah. So... I hope you guys got enough music prepared because I want to hear you guys sing another one. I'm not ready to sing something. I want to hear you guys sing. Can you do something more here for us?
Absolutely.
We're going to just get into your book and make you sing every song, you know.
Well, you had a request. Should we do the request for Rod?
Sure, Rodney Sather, if you're listening, Rodney.
Well, he better be listening.
He better be. Yep. He requested the auctioneer. He texted me this week and... It's like, Rodney, you asked if we could get these guys. Can we get Tim? I said, I got Tim. Can you get Warren? Warren's coming, too. Can you do the auctioneer? Rodney, you're pushing me here.
Yeah.
But they are going to be gracious and do it. So, Rodney, you're going to owe me.
Yeah. You're going to owe. He owes all of us.
Yes.
So,
we need his address.
We'll kick it off to the 5. I'll give you a little intro.
Was a boy from Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk. Pretty soon he'd find him at the local auction barn. Yes, he'd stand and listen carefully. Pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. auctioneer. Then his paps and sons just can't stand to have a mediocre man sell things at all using our good name. We'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. Sing it with me, Warren. I'm 45, I'm 59, give me 50, make it 50, will you make it 50 now? Who's in the 50 now? Will you make it 50 now? Who's in the $50 bid?
You guys do that, the digital thing part of that. That's really good. This is, we get the memories here. This is Trigger Happy Memories with the Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're having some fun here tonight. Tim, you and I have something in common. We both play the tuba.
Yes.
Eddie, did you know that?
Here we go. Here we go.
Always
comes back to the tuba.
Hey, we've been talking about doing a tour, him and I, an exclusive tour with the tubas.
I'm sure it'll be exclusive.
And I've got a title. It's all tuba, all the time. You and I. What do you think, Tim?
Yes.
You tell them, guys, you made that CD where you're playing tuba and lead and tuba behind?
I did, yeah. I went
Are
to
you serious?
I did. Dave Swanson, has a nice studio, so I took an electronic drummer and I played the melodies on my tuba, and I went back and played the accompaniment, the tuba part, and he played some banjo on it. And it turned out so nice that we took the electronic drummer thing off, and Bob Hovde, our old drummer, came in with headphones, laid the drums down, and we did some hand clapping. So it's a simple, nice, and it's all tuba all the time.
Sign us up.
Is this available? Is this available for purchase?
Is there any of those copies here, Bob?
Not that I know.
Well, I'll get your address.
That's a must have for the collection.
Well, you don't know what you're asking for. I'm telling you.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yes, well, anyhow.
You got a lot of time on your hand, don't you?
I do. And actually, we're going to play for a funeral on Saturday for Dennis Woods. And they asked if we could do when the Saints, and they want us to do like a polka style.
Oh,
so
sure.
Eddie's bringing a sax. I'm going to bring the tuba, and we're going to do when the Saints.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty special.
So it isn't real often I get to play the tuba, so when I do, I don't turn it down. when you were here last time, Tim, you shared some early memories of you growing up on the farm outside of Wheeler, and musical family. Your sister, I believe, played
That's music? Right. Yep. My sister was played piano she was 14 years older than I was, so from when my earliest memories was my sister Linda playing piano and singing, played in high school band, and played, accompanied several soloists and everything, so there was always the piano being played by her, and and as I grew up, then I started singing, and she was coaching me through how to sing a few things, and a lot of my aunts and uncles were very musical as well, and so there was a lot of music going on around, and then I met up with Mr. Petrick and Mr. Lynch, and everything got kind of shot to you know where.
Well, I think that's when you guys took second place at the Pickle Festival.
There you go. Yeah, 1971 Cucumber Festival Talent Contest. We took second place. $10 cash prize. Yes.
As the Pickle Dillies.
As the Pickle Dillies.
Yeah, yes. That was pre-Memories.
We were not the Memories yet. That was the Pickle Dillies.
That is some rural roots of music. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yes. But some really cool things, too, correct me if I've got this wrong, but you won an award for Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
I did.
Boy, that's a wonderful thing.
I was humbled and honored, and I was totally surprised because I had no idea that anybody had nominated me, among those being Mr. Sure. Patrick, Mr. Lynch, and some other high school friends, and our FCA advisor, our high school baseball coach, Laverne Betcher, who was a great teacher and a great coach and just a great man. They had all we'd had an FCA huddle I think we started when we were our sophomore year or late mm-hmm. freshman year or whatever. Jake Boostrom came up from Menominee and got us going with an FCA huddle. And so that developed into things. And, yeah, I was nominated, and I was at home with my folks one night, and I want to say it was late April, and I get a phone call, and I take it, and it's a gentleman from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes main office in Kansas City, mm-hmm. introduced himself and said who he was, and just calling to congratulate you that you just won the National High School Christian Athlete of the Year Award.
Wow.
And I said, what? how did this happen? And then he proceeded to tell me, well, you'd been nominated. And so when I got to school the next day, I found these guys and found out what they did. And I'm thinking they wrote some recommendation letters, and I'm assuming they did some embellishing.
Well, there was a little cash involved. But other than that, no, it was amazing honor and well-deserved. And what a great honor it was for you to receive that award when you came back and told us all about.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go. So they flew me down to Kansas City to accept the award at the national banquet, and they had the different divisions, professional athlete of the year, college athlete of the year, high school athlete, on the coach of the year. And so this huge banquet, and then this little guy from Wheeler so I'm at the banquet, and they have my, tell me where I'm supposed to sit, and I go sit at the table, and I'm walking over, the gentleman that sits next to me is Tom Landry.
Oh, boy.
Because he was huge into the FCA world, and so nice. just a wonderful gentleman, just the nicest, and I I'm not sure if I honestly don't remember if I had the guts to tell him I was a Packer fan.
I bet you did. you played some college baseball?
I did for a year. I played baseball and basketball in high school, and then I went to UW La Crosse and played baseball for a year down there, and then came back. That's just at the time that the group, the Memories, was starting to play more and more and more, and I just decided that was going to be something that I could do longer than I was going to be able to play baseball. So, but then I switched over. I played a lot of softball then for many years. So, but we were starting to play almost every weekend and sometimes twice a weekend already by that time. So,
and you played. You were a very great basketball player. I believe you were all Northwest second team. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was pretty darn good.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
Well, and I credit my friend Johnny Lynch because he'd throw the ball to me, and once he threw it to me, he should know that it's not coming back.
It's not coming
shooting.
Back. Yeah.
So I could score. So no, we had a good team and played with some good guys. So.
Well, good. That's nice. Yeah. I'm going to try a song here. We put this together real quickly. Before we went on the air, it's a song called Where Could I Go But to the Lord, and it's just a cool gospel song, and these guys are going to do some harmonies. Eddie, you two, jump in wherever you want. So.
Hope I don't get all bruised up. Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Standing alone to face temptation, so where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Need a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Eddie.
So dear, comfort I get from God's own word, God's own word. Yet when I face that chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord?
Here we go.
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, for my soul. Needing a friend, save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord?
One more.
Oh, tell me.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
All right. Nice job, you guys. That was fun.
Bob liked it.
All right.
Very good job. Great song. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good song. I don't think I heard it a whole lot before it was showed to me at church. And going back to you, Warren, you talking about church, you were in a pretty high production play where you played Jesus. Can you tell us about that? Or
2006, and Tim probably remembers when it came out also. We're old enough to remember when Jesus Christ Superstar came out. It was an incredible production, double album. The lead singer from Deep Purple, of all things, did Jesus apart. But anyway, I had the album, listened to it over and over, knew every line, every part. It was quite an incredible production. Weber, I think, same guy that did so many.
Phantom.
So many, yeah, all the wonderful shows. So anyway, years later, went to see it and thought, wow, that'd be great if I could just have a shot at that. But I'm getting up there in years.
Yeah.
And I was 50 years old, I think, in 2006. And I went to the audition not knowing exactly, but apparently I did something that they liked and I got the lead. So I was able to sing with an incredible cast of talented people from all over Western Wisconsin. And we did three productions, I believe, maybe four. But it was a remarkable honor to do it.
Wow.
And so fun.
Yeah.
It covers a lot of range and it's a powerful, powerful story. Of course, not many people know that the writer was so intrigued by the Gospel of John and the whole story. He was actually Jewish, the fellow that wrote it.
Mm.
But he read that and he thought, wow, Judas was a really complex character.
Mm.
So it's kind of Judas's story.
Sure.
But he follows the Gospel of John almost to the word of it. And it's really quite a remarkable play. So, yeah, it was very, very fun.
Congratulations.
At my old age. They might have had to color my hair just a little bit to give me that younger look.
Sure.
Nobody knows really how old he was. So they said, no problem. We'll get into makeup big heavily for you. So.
Yeah. Oh,
it was very fun.
Did you do a lot of class plays in school or any of those? Any drama?
Tim and I did several plays in high school together.
Yeah.
And had a lot of fun with those.
Not a huge drama department, but,
in Boyceville.
In Boyceville, but there was a couple plays that we were part of in our junior and senior year, so.
Yeah, did you ever talk about last time you were here, Tim, about how we had every class together?
I don't know if I got that far. When we, we're the same age, we entered Boyceville High School the fall of 1969, and we knew each other already because we first had met when we were 5 years old. Our older brothers played basketball together, Boyceville High School, Warren's older brother Raj and my older brother Rick. And so we had been on the bleachers with our parents back when we were 5 years old. That's when we first met.
Yeah.
So we knew each other through grade school, and then we played junior band. But we enter high school, we didn't know what was going on with her. Ended up in the same class the first day, and then go to second hour, we're in the same class. And so our whole freshman year, and then sophomore year, the same thing, because we were on the same, again, Not that there's a lot of choices at Boyceville High School, but we ended up being on the same track.
You couldn't shag him up.
I helped him through chemistry and physics. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my story.
You carried me. Absolutely.
So all 4 years, every class, every day.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And sports.
And sports.
Yeah. And plays.
And, my
and
band.
And choir. And choir.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, oh.
And we're still together.
Oh, well, that's great.
All these years later.
And you're still friends.
Yes.
We still talk to each other.
That's a bond that's pretty special. Eddie, do you want to throw in that song quick before we say hello to some folks? And then we're kind of come back to some more music. This is Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1. And we have the memories here with us. But here's Eddie Schmidt.
Thanks, Mike. I heard this yesterday on the Waltons TV show, and I thought, boy, that's it. Merle Haggard was on the Waltons, and they were trying to talk him into coming back into singing. I don't know, I can't remember exactly the whole thing about it, but they got him to sing this song at the end of the show, and I thought, that is such a neat tune, so we'll give it a try. And it's in the key of E, if anybody at home that's playing along, and we're going to modulate to F on that last.
All right.
Come lay by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow and promise me that you will always be nobody's darling but mine. You're as sweet as the flowers in the springtime. You're as pure as the dew from a rose, and I'd rather be somebody's darling than a poor boy that nobody knows. Be nobody's darling but mine, love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind, and promise me that you will always be nobody's darling.
Say hello to a few folks, and hopefully you guys will join in here too. And first I'm going to say hello to Rodney Sather. Thank you, Rodney, for helping us to
Hi, Rodney.
And my wife Debbie, Tom and Connie Bow from Becker, Minnesota, Dan and Beth from River Falls, Putz from Turtle Lake, Teresa from Turtle Lake, Renee Butler, Tom Klinger, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. That's the beauty of the internet, I'm telling you folks. Ruth and Jay from Scottsdale, Arizona. Ron and Denise from Houston, Texas. Judith from River Falls. Gary McIntyre, he's an old Boyceville graduate.
Oh, yes.
You probably know Gary. And I've got a lot more. I'm just going to stop there because I want you guys to... Eddie, you got to throw in yours there quick, and we're going
to... I'll say hi to my wife, Joanne, and the Morrow kids, and my buddy Doug over in Monticello. Al and Ann, our neighbors that always listen. Tad Layton, his wife. Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning, the Club 42 boys. I think you already said hi to Putz. Greg Wheeler and the Barn boys. A lot of boys tonight. And say hi to the Seawells. They're up next door at the cabin there. So you fellers, I'm sure you got lots of folks to say hi. There's a lot of people in Boyceville.
Well, I'll send first of all to my bride Connie, my daughter Jackie, and her boyfriend Ben. They might be listening. And we'll say hi to Johnny Lynch to see what he's doing tonight. And some of the other folks, maybe Brother Kel and his lovely bride Diane, and my brother Rick and his bride Marilyn, and any other of the relatives that are way too many to start mentioning. Sure. So I'll play it safe and stop there.
Yeah, and hi to my wife, Jane. I know she's listening because she said she was going to tune us in live. So hi, Jane. And my brother, Roger, who's maybe listening over in St. Croix Falls area. He lives near Dresser, so kind of a local boy. But sure. Hi to Raj. And then other than that, I don't have any friends, so we'll just leave it at that. So I'm glad you guys have given me something to do today. Thank you.
I think Johnny Lynch is playing in Boyceville tonight at Buckshot. Him and Schlenker, I think.
I think they were supposed to, I think it got canceled.
Oh, with the,
weather? The weather coming. Because it was going to be outside.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rescheduled for next week.
Rescheduled, yep.
Yeah. Can you guys do another song? Or two?
Sure.
Or?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Do it by me? Why me?
Sure. That'd be beautiful.
Shoot it by me, Lord?
Sure.
Pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. And now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands.
Try me, Lord. If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you.
Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. And now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so
tell you about that song. When I was quite young, and I'd come down with my folks on a Sunday afternoon and watch you guys at the Pine Point.
Pine Point.
You'd go on break and you'd go running downstairs, and there was this young teenage kid following you guys into the basement. And my folks loved that song so much. I lost my dad early in 75, but they loved that song so much the way you did that, they sang that at my dad's funeral.
Is that right?
So,
wow. What a wonderful memory. Thank you.
Yeah.
That
Thanks
was,
for sharing that.
I don't think I've heard Steel with that song since we did it at a talent contest with Al Perry. Do you remember the name Al Perry?
Sure.
Randy Sins played with Al Perry. Yep. And he hosted a talent contest down in Eau Claire back in 1975. We won this one.
It wasn't second place.
But he was a Steel player, guitar player, and we sang. We only sang there, and his band backed us up, including Randy, when we sang two songs there. And I remember him playing Steel, and that brought me right back there to 1975.
Oh, nice.
That was awesome, Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, you did pretty good, too.
Thanks.
As a result of that contest, we got to do our first recording.
Yes,
and that was a 45 back then.
Oh.
And it was of the auctioneer was featured on that. And you ought to hear Al's picking on that.
Oh,
the guy was quite an animal on the Steel. We'd never heard anything like it. Yeah, he was quite an artist. But very nice job on that. Thank you.
Great. Can you guys do another one? Do you have any more?
The circle light one?
There you go. Yeah, we've got to put that one, yep.
Or
which one?
Will the circle be unbroken?
Oh. Yeah.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky.
Memories. I think people can figure that out. Not too many can do that. Oh, that's nice stuff.
I was going to say it sounded just like the guys I heard singing in Barron, was it last year or the summer before when you were doing the reunion?
Well,
the three of you were.
Yep.
And we came over the night that you were playing the music in the park in Barron.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
night.
Sir.
Just there last night. Yep.
Yeah. You guys, do you have some upcoming dates that you can tell us or share here with us?
Well, it won't take long. We got two.
Can you remember without the art, Tim?
Yeah. Well, I mentioned them earlier, but I would like to mention again, we'll be doing actually two shows with Johnny Lynch with
sure.
us. The reunion show, and then actually the first one is with full band with our good friend Dave Schrader playing drums with us. So that's on September 28th, Menominee High School Auditorium, 2 o'clock show in the afternoon. As Warren said, it's a free show sponsored by the Peace Lutheran Church of Menominee. So that would be that one. And then the next one would be December 22nd, our 38th annual Christmas concert at the Mabel Tainer Theater in Menominee. Also, John's going to be with us on those two shows, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And then we move into 2025. We don't need to get that far out.
Sure. Nice. Yeah. I go to Arizona in the wintertime, and I ended up playing in a church out there. Met some musicians and asked me to join them in church, and I ended up leading some of the music, and it was wonderful.
Well,
what an easy way to make friends with. I'm a long ways from home.
Yeah.
And we started singing and playing, and it was wonderful. So
great.
Didn't take your tuba, did you?
I threatened. I said, my wife says, no, you're not bringing the tuba.
You know? Wow. Let me have a talk with your bride.
Yeah. You and I better talk to her.
Yeah. So,
well, we're wrapping up here. We have time for a quick little 2 minutes. Can we do... what's that one that we did last time?
There Goes My Everything.
Do that. Do as much as you can.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
What key?
G.
Just we'll lock it in. Just go into the...
There goes my only possession. There goes my gently walk across the lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. There goes my reason for living. There goes my everything.
Oh, yes, that is Tim Stevens and Warren Petrick, the Memories. Thank you so much, guys, for
coming
up.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Bob Zonk.
Thanks,
for
Bob.
Engineering again. And
What about Bob?
And also Luann. Thank you for all she does. Bob, also you, Eddie, you're at the station here every day working, and we thank you for what you do there.
Well done, Eddie.
And,
thanks, you,
Bill Klopp. And with that, we're going to have to say goodnight, but I hope you guys come back again. I got you to come back a second time.
Yeah.
So
darn right.
Yes, thank you.
Whether you want us or not, we're coming back.
All right. I hope so. All right.
PCA Radio made